Passport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife and the Sport Fish Restoration Program. I'm uncoordinated. Plus, I don't like feeling confined, so the thought of squeezing into a kayak doesn't float my boat. But after talking with kayaking enthusiast Jim Blackburn, I realize I have options.
There's hope for all of you out there that feel uncoordinated and have trouble. Sit on top kayaks is the way to go.
Blackburn is an environmental attorney and planner in Houston.
These open cockpit kayaks are really, in my opinion, the way to go because they're so stable and they're so non-confining. People who have had trouble with kayaks in the past absolutely love them. I have no trouble at all with stability on these sit-on-top kayaks.
The trade-off with sit-on-top kayaks is you get wet.
Water comes up around your bottom when you're sitting there, so you get wet during the summer. During the winter, we wear waders when we use these kayaks.
Getting your britches soaked to get closer to the natural world is worth it, says Blackburn, who does his kayaking along the Texas coast.
With a kayak, you can glide right on top of water that's only a few inches deep, and you can get right up on a lot of the birds for sure, and oftentimes can see a lot of the fish as well.
We'll have tips and etiquette for kayakers tomorrow. Our show's made possible by the Sport Fish Restoration Program, funded by your purchase of fishing equipment and motorboat fuels. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.